Greetings. Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I am your host, Steve Nordeich, and we are rocking this season to an end. Middle of the playoffs. Finals for most leagues are next weekend, or this weekend coming up. Some go to all the way to week 17, which, you know, I have one as well going to week 17. But for most of us, leagues end this coming weekend, so it's critical that we get our act together and make some freaking money. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in this season. This is probably my last episode for the football season. I probably won't do one next week. So thank you, everybody. I hope you guys did pretty well. Hope you learned a few things and come out of here with some cash, you know? That's what it's all about. Get some cash, put it in your war chest, buy some more teams next year, and keep having fun, building it up, and crushing fools. We're having our episode tonight in my daughter's bedroom, and if you hear, listen really carefully, you could probably hear YouTube Kids in the background, because that's what she loves to listen to. So she's sitting right over here listening to YouTube Kids, and Daddy's talking about football. All right, let's talk about our Average Joe's League, first of all. League made of listeners, if anybody's new. League made of listeners who emailed me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. A bunch of people emailed me, not a bunch, but enough to fill a league, and we created our own little Yahoo private league with me, the Puma, who's a guest speaker once in a while on here, and the rest are listeners. Well, that's my worst league, naturally. Naturally, that's the league that I did absolutely horrible in. And I'm playing for seventh right now. We have Hunter and Adam are duking it out for first. And the Puma and Triple X for third. The Puma has a chance. My team is just terrible. I just ran into buzzsaws every week. And it was hard to pick up defenses with everybody scooping them up beforehand. So congratulations. Thanks, everybody. We'll be doing one for baseball as well. So start looking out in February. That's probably when we'll put out our first episodes. I like to get everything out early. I like to draft early. Anybody who's listened to this or the baseball podcast knows I like to draft early. You can get really build up just amazing teams by drafting, you know, a month and a half ahead of time. Wait until the season starts. Very little value. But we'll still be doing that too. You know, baseball, we're going to have auction drafts, we're going to have live drafts, we're going to have Yahoo drafts, we're going to have maybe even the Puma some drafts. But yeah, so that's what we got. And we'll have a listener draft as well. So anybody wants to join, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com, let me know. We'll send you out an invite. $10 Yahoo custom league, standard scoring, and share a little banter. My other teams, 10 other teams, so 11 total with the Joes. 10 other teams, 5 are in the finals, which is pretty freaking outstanding. And I got to say that is way better than I had thought at the beginning of the year. You know, my drafts, taking Fournette wasn't a great idea. Some of my quarterbacks were all right, really. I was able to get Mahomes in a league, a double quarterback league, and I feel like my teams were pretty good, but I didn't get, you know, I got McCaffrey in a league. And I drafted McKinnon, which wasn't great, but I traded him. And I made some great trades that helped me recover. I traded McKinnon for Devontae Adams. I was able to trade Le'Veon Bell for Odell Beckham Jr. I was able to turn, you know, a waiver wire pickup, John Connor, into Dalvin Cook on like four teams. And I had said previous episodes that wasn't working out for me. Well, it worked out. Let me tell you, John Connor's been out for the playoffs. If you were counting on him to get you into the playoffs, I'm sorry, because he has, you know, two games in a row. You know, two weeks ago, the play-in game, trying to get the playoffs, you know, and then last week, semifinals. So anybody who had Connor and was riding him and Kareem Hunt, you probably didn't win. But, yeah, I spun – I still have Connor. What, do I have Connor anywhere? No, I don't have Connor. I have Connor in the Buffalo Wild Wings league. But I also was able to make a trade for Dalvin Cook in that league as well. So, trading Connor for Dalvin at first didn't look great because Dalvin, you know, missed a couple other games, and Connor was ripping and running. He was doing great. But man, playoff time, which is what I built, what I wanted to do, which is my main intention. The main reason why I traded for Dalvin Cook was for playoff time. And that is paying off in spades, whatever the hell that means. It's paying off, baby. Because he has been great the last 2 weeks. And really, Cook single-handedly carried me into the finals on a couple teams. He's been awesome. And I expect him to be awesome again this week. So I got to say, that was one of the best decisions I made. Trading for Le'Veon in one league wasn't a great decision. But what are you going to do? I mean, you know, it happens. I still feel like it was the right move. I didn't give up that much. I didn't really give up anything, you know. But trading Connor for Dalvin was the right move. And my teams, I got a little cheated with Kareem Hunt on one of my Yahoo leagues, Texas Toast. So I'm gonna struggle this week to win. It's in the finals. Finals is still, you know, $80. Or $60. Sorry, the final $60. So I'm gonna struggle to win that league. I don't expect to win. But whatever, I made it in the finals. Making it in the money is the goal. And I put in about 150 with these teams, 160 with these teams. And right now, if I lose every game until the end of the season, I come out with 280, 281 actually. That's without winning any leagues. And that's with this other team, which is my best team. It's been first all year, without them winning this week and next week. So this has been a pretty awesome season for me. And I had five teams in the finals. One the playoff starts this week. One is playing for third. And three ended up in fifth. And really, two of those three teams are really, really sweet. One of them isn't good at all, but two of them are really good. And I feel like both of those should have been in. But whatever, they didn't make it in. And the Joe's League, which finished seventh, and with a great shame. But yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. You know, five in the finals, just about doubled my money already. And I haven't even played in any finals or won any leagues yet. And I still have one that even played the playoffs. So I got to say, some of the advice that I've been giving you guys has probably been pretty good. I got to think that the Dalvin Cook situation was a great idea. I got to think that streaming defenses was a great idea. I mean, I had Tennessee last week in a couple teams. Great. You know, I had the Seahawks in a couple teams. Pretty good. And then this week we're going to do the same thing. And I'm going to stream them on every team. Well, I actually picked up a lot of them last weekend after the 1 o'clock games and after the Saturday games. You know, you have all this dead weight. Same thing this week. Really take advantage of it this week, please. Please, unless you're in my league. Unless you're playing me in the finals. You know, there's Saturday games, there's Thursday games. Drop that dead weight. You're not going to need it at all. So if you have anybody good on the bench, I mean, if you're sitting there with, I don't know, who the hell could you have on the bench? James White on the bench and he plays or something, or Jarvis Landry or Mark Ingram. You're not trying to hang on to them guys for another week. This is the finals, baby. Drop them. Drop everybody you have on the bench once they've played. You know, even before that, if you're not going to play them, once they played, drop them. Pick up some people that might play or somebody else could pick up to help them, you know, win this league. It's really important that you're vigilant this last final week here. So yeah. I may not be a professional. I may not be on the radio or one of these talking heads somewhere, but I know what the hell I'm talking about, and I give fairly good advice, you know, especially with trades, draft strategies, draft capital, what to do, you know, what players to target, and how to get out of the cellar, because some of these teams were behind. You know, I was reading some of my summaries today, and some of my teams have won five in a row. A couple of them won five in a row, a couple won four in a row. And that's all about making these midseason trades and going big and bold. So, yeah, pretty good season. Good, bad, and the ugly. Good, Dalvin friggin' Cook, Todd Gurley, Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Phillip Rivers. And he wasn't even that great, but quarterbacks were down this week. Julio, good week. Jalen Samuels, really good. Damian Williams, outstanding. And I actually played against him in one of these teams in my semifinals last week. And I was like, that's it. I've already lost. Dude put up like 28 points. But yeah, that was the only player he had that was any good. He had a good week anyway, so I won. Kenny Galladay, good week. Chris Carson, amazing. Doug Baldwin, finally showed up. And if he's on your waiver wire, you might as well grab him. Derrick Henry, you're going to beast 2 weeks in a row. And he's one of those guys that I was saying weeks ago, drop a guy that's played Thursday or Sunday, 1 o'clock, pick up Henry, pick up Deion Lewis. See if one of them can do something. And now Derrick Henry I have him on one team in the semifinals, but I've had him on a couple of the teams, and I've had Deion Lewis on a couple of the teams. So those are the guys that you're looking who, if they have a big week, could all of a sudden win you a league. Who else? Where are we at? Marlon Mack, awesome. The Buffalo Wild Wings League, me and my buddy Wade, we had a little bet, $10 bet. I bet on Marlon Mack. He bet on Jordan Howard. Marlon Mack is up by like 10 points, so extra 10 bucks in the bank, unless Jordan Howard has a huge game, which will probably happen now that I mentioned it. Gus Edwards, good week. Alshon Jeffrey, who I absolutely despise, and now he's probably going to be a couple of teams. Well, if you had Jeffrey, you're not in the finals. Let's be honest here. If he was on your team, you didn't make it. And, yeah, so, it'd be a surprise for me to face Jeffrey on any team. Tevin Coleman, good week. And DeAndre Hopkins. I told you I had a couple teams that fell behind early, especially Damian Williams. But DeAndre Hopkins came back and was huge. That dude's going to win some leagues for me. The bad, George Kittle, not a great game. He had some usage, but he missed a touchdown, that long touchdown. Tyreek Hill, not a great week. James White started getting phased out a little bit. And I said weeks ago, if you could trade him, trade him. Leonard Fournette, somebody that was targeting and actually picked up on a team or two. He sucks. I'm done with Fournette. I might take him maybe next year, maybe like in the fourth round, third round. But I have a feeling he's going to get overdrafted. But I'm not taking him really any higher than maybe the third round. I'll take him. It's just so upsetting. I'm afraid he's going to flame out. He looked huge when I watched him play last week. Michael Thomas, not a great week. He's been down a bit. And so has Drew Brees. Both been just terrible the past few weeks. Or at least Brees has been terrible. Sterling Shepard, terrible. Jarvis Landry, terrible. Brandon Cooks, down. Mark Ingram, didn't look good. Golden Tate has not found a groove yet. Kenyon Drake, they just will not use him. Ezekiel Elliott, not a great week. And Tom Brady, pretty pedestrian. And now for the ugly. Jared Goff, who I actually have on my Yahoo leagues. And one of them I started last week, so it's a miracle I won. The other one I sat on for Russell Wilson, which is a good decision. But yeah, I'm going to sit Goff again this week. I don't know how I can play him. It's been 2 weeks in a row. He's been terrible. So that's going to be a dilemma. If you have a hot quarterback on your waiver wire, or if you have a decent backup, I mean, I don't know. Lamar Jackson or Goff, I don't know. I don't know. I have no opinion on either of those guys. I don't know. Tough call. Adam Thielen. That real down game. Jared Cook, not a great game. Cameron Brate, invisible. Keenan Allen, injured. I had him on a team. Actually, I had him on two teams. Aaron Rodgers, didn't look good. Aaron Jones, out for the year. John Connor, who knows if he's coming back this week or not. Cam Newton, did not look right. Odell Beckham, out. Austin Hooper, Zippo, Saquon Barkley. Just had a really lousy game. Josh Gordon, terrible. Andrew Luck, really bad. And the Gronk, terrible. So let's finish with that. Let's go on to our pickups. A few guys who really might help you. If you're struggling with Connor or Jones, I mean, if Jones helped you get in the playoffs, or you rode Keenan Allen in there, you know, or if you're missing somebody, like I'm gonna have to fill in with some of these guys that I'm mentioning right now. Fortunately, I picked up number one guy on my list here. Well, actually, there's two number one guys. But McGuire from the Jets, my man McGuire, I picked him up last week after the Saturday night games. I picked him up, I think, on two or three teams because I knew he was going to be featured back. And again, if he has a good game, he's going to be, you know, one of the top ads. So I'm going to be playing him. You know, it's going to be Elijah McGuire and Saquon Barkley carrying me to the finals. We'll see how that works out. But, hey, he's a good play. And I wouldn't start him over, you know, McCaffrey or anybody, but I may start him over Josh Adams in Philly, who looked terrible. You know, he just didn't look very good. And Philly's Darren Sproles, and I don't know what they're going to do. So I don't know if Adams, you know, will actually have enough run to make himself worthy next week. But I definitely start McGuire over him. So if you're looking for a flex because somebody got hurt or somebody's been terrible, you do a lot worse than him. The other number one is Jamal Williams, who might actually be a better pickup. I don't know. I mean, I'm concerned the Packers just might mail it in. But Jamal Williams will be featured back, and he's looked pretty good when he started. So, again, you're looking for a flex. I mean, I'm claiming him on every team. Even if you don't need him, you should claim him. You don't want the guy you're playing to get him and beat you with him. Robbie Anderson, if you're down receivers because you have, you know, Keenan Allen or Odell Beckham, I mean, it's not a lot on the waiver wire you can do. I mean, who knows? He might get you 2 catches for 38 yards, or you might go like 9, 140 and 2 touchdowns. Who knows? You got Kalen Ballage from Miami. Now that Frank Gore's out, and he might actually get some pretty good run. I wouldn't just start him over any of the other two guys, but if you're in a deep league, he's worth a look. And again, I'd claim him. And Josh Allen, if you're sitting there with Goff and you're freaking out, now you're in the finals, you're playing for third because Goff sucked last week. Man, Josh Allen might be the guy to get. And he's playing against the Patriots, and dude can run. Patriots defense isn't great. It could either be, he's not going to get you like, I don't think he's going to get 15 points or 18 points. You know, he's not going to meet the goal. He's either going to get like 12 or 28. You know what I mean? It's not going to be 17.9, in my opinion. I just think he'll either be really, really bad or really, really great. And a really, really great might be what you need in the finals. Some of the defenses I'm looking at: Cleveland, Miami, Green Bay, the Patriots, Tennessee, and Dallas. I was able to get Tennessee and Green Bay over the weekend before they played, so I could set myself up for this week. Because again, I don't want to compete for defenses. I mean, I know there's gonna be players to add on the waiver wire. So, you know what I've been saying all year long: grab these guys before they become the number one waiver pickup. Pick them up before they become number one waiver pickup. Does that make sense? Get out ahead of the game. It helps. Well, with that said, I don't really think I have anything else to say. You know, some of the trades we made were great. You know, picking up Devontae Adams for McKinnon, getting Dalvin Cook for Connor, trading in a 2-quarterback lead, trading Garoppolo for Michael Thomas, and then flipping Thomas for Keenan Allen and Fournette. That worked out because Thomas went into like a tailspin right after that, and Keenan really started to outproduce him. So that worked out, even though Fournette's been terrible, and I was counting on Fournette to pick it up. You know, the quarterback situation. I'm in five finals out of 11, and I didn't draft a quarterback higher than the 5th round. I think I got Wilson in the 5th round in a couple leagues, 5th or 6th. He was the highest quarterback I took. And for most part, I went with Wilson, Cousins, Goff, Roethlisberger. And you could have got Phillip Rivers on the waiver wire. I mean, he's you know, a top 3 or 4 quarterback right now. He's on the wire. Josh Allen's on the wire now, and he's going to be good. I mean, he's been good for the last few weeks. Lamar Jackson's been decent since he came back on. I mean, really, these high-priced quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson's been pretty good, but not worthy of. I mean, in one of my Yahoo leagues, he went first overall, which, you know, it's great to play with his mother in a league, but I still wouldn't even take him if he was my son first overall. It's kind of crazy. And then he got dropped like 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago. Doesn't make any sense. But anyways, I mean, Brady has not been anything special. Rodgers has been pretty poor all year long, relatively speaking. I mean, he hasn't really done much to warrant a 2nd or 3rd round pick. You know, and Mahomes has been the freaking best quarterback in the league, best player in the league, really. And he went late. And like I said at the draft, if you're going to take Mahomes, go for it. Make sure you get luck. Make sure you get somebody like Roethlisberger or Mariota. You know, if you're getting unproven guys, double down with them. Next year, I'm going Baker Mayfield all day long. Baker Mayfield, Mariota. Baker Mayfield and wherever Derek Carr ends up, you know. Baker Mayfield and somebody else. You know, I'm not taking anybody high, but Baker could be the guy next year. But it worked out for me pretty well, not investing heavily early, you know. And some of these early running backs, remember I talked about picking up you know, going for receivers early and going for some of these rookies, like I can't remember the guy. Darius Geis in Washington. Chris Carson I mentioned a lot. James Conner. Did I call him John Conner? I could call him John Conner like 10 times. James Conner. You know, so a lot of these rookies are in Marlon Mack. Who else? Who else we talk about here? Rashad Penny didn't work out. Ronald Jones didn't work out. Peyton Barber did, though. So really, you know, if you could take these top receivers. DeAndre Hopkins has been amazing all year. Antonio Brown's been solid, you know, good, really good. I don't know if he's worth fifth overall, but he's been really good. Somebody like Thielen in the second round or third round. Devontae Adams, who I got on several teams and who I traded for, you know, late second round. Keenan Allen, been really good. So it hasn't been a lot of unsung receivers come along. I mean, Tyler Boyd, he might be the only one I can think of off the top of my head off of waivers that was any good. I'm thinking right. This is me thinking because I didn't prepare. I can't think of anybody else who came out of nowhere. Galladay was drafted late, and I was all over Galladay. I got him in a couple teams. I can't think of anybody else who was, you know, none of these rookies did well. So really, you know, there hasn't been all of a sudden like, you know, here's a brand new number one receiver. Here's a receiver that was unknown this year and he's going to go the first round next year. Whereas, look at the running backs. Connor, he's going to be a first round pick next year. Who else? I can't think of anybody else. But you're going to have a first round full of, you know, McCaffrey. And, he didn't come out of nowhere. But who came out of nowhere? Connor. Can't think of anybody else. Chris Carson, Marlon Mack, all these guys were late drafted players who are going to go way higher and who can really help. That's probably going to help your league this year. Get Gus Edwards now, all of a sudden, he's a great, great player. Tevin Coleman came out, he was undrafted because they had Devonta Freeman. So you're getting really good. You're getting solid contributors, flex players, RB2s. Middle to late of the draft, late part of the draft, whereas receivers, you're not getting anybody good at the end of the draft. I mean, you pick somebody like Jordy Nelson, he was terrible. You pick somebody like, Kelvin Benjamin, terrible. Curtis Godwin has been whatever. DeSean Jackson was good for two games, terrible otherwise. I mean, I don't know if it's the right strategy or not, but I think big-time receivers early, I think it was the right thing to do and loading up on these guys in the back end of the draft, these running backs. I'm not going to go into I'm not going to preach now. Wait until the season, you know, a month before the season, 2 months before the season, starts again next year, and then I'll preach on and on about my draft strategy, and they'll probably be totally different by then. But there we go. Final football average Joes. We're going to go on a little bit of a hiatus until baseball season starts. Look for us in February. We'll start doing a bunch of drafts. We're actually going to do a live auction baseball draft, 4.5-5 hours long, two-parter, which is really my favorite episode to do. I think it was awesome. But oh my God, it was like a triathlon. It is, it's brutal to do. Because, I mean, you sit there for long stretches of time, and I got to talk. And I don't really like talking in public. Fortunately, there's nobody here except my daughter, and she doesn't really mind what I say, because she's only 3. There we go. Great season, everybody. AVG Joe's Fantasy at Yahoo.com. AVG Joe's Fantasy at Yahoo.com. Email me if you want to be in the baseball draft. It'll probably happen in, I don't know, the middle of March, something like that. We'll get a couple episodes in, a couple drafts in, build a little interest. But email me. Reserve your spot. And that's it. Average Joe's out.